This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Australia Amazon original stand-up specials is exclusive, coming to Amazon Prime Video tomorrow, with two specials being released each week over the next 5 weeks. It's going to have the cream of the Aussie comedians, including Judith Lucy, Tom Gleeson, Tommy Little, Lana and Woodley, and our wonderful next guest, Zoe Kumars, who's on the phone. Thank you for joining us, Zoe.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. So, and we're all in lockdown here. I'm in the studio. We've got lovely Jess, who's coming from her bedroom as well.
Yeah, it's just like being in primary school and you can't go out and see your friends.
Well, I was thinking that too. I feel like I'm finally being grounded for all the things I did wrong as a child and got away with. They're finally caught up with
Maybe.
Me.
Yeah, we're all grounded.
Look, you know, we've got the Amazon Original Comedy Festival. It sounds like a great night in. There's some big names happening. Can you tell us about what your special stand-up's going to be?
My special it's called Bossy Bottom. It's very silly. It's just stupid. I've watched it and I just can't believe that we got away with the stuff we did. It's very silly. It's like big and dumb. There's lots of strange surprises in. It's sort of, there's a lot of making fun of straight people. A lot of dumb jokes.
I love it. And I actually got to see a bit of a video out there going, and you must have been doing Bossy Bottom in front of politicians somewhere, or, oh no, there was another one, and nobody was getting the jokes, and you're thinking, do you understand this is parody? You know, like you're taking the mickey out of the straight people, but you're really not. What you're saying is, this is what has been said to us for generations. Now I'm just standing up there throwing it back at you. Like, you're thinking, do you get humour, people? It's called humour.
Well, no, some people don't. Some people do not. And that's, you know, bless them. Bless them. We've all got our problems, and some people, humans
bear. Yeah. Maybe during Bossy Bottom, was that where you were discussing about the two straight couples, the one that's like the big meaty guy and the tiny little girl, and they spend their whole lives, you know, looking so opposite, but you called him brioche because he's lumpy and brown. I cannot look at a muscle man now without getting hungry.
They do look like brioche, don't they? And then, like, the tan and the glaze that they kind of put on themselves, it's terrible. Because it's so ironic, because they can't eat carbs, but they look like, how do you look in the mirror and stick to your high-protein diet when you look like a delicious French pastry?
Oh, I know. I cannot walk past Fitness First now without being hungry. Let me tell you that.
Zoe, we're very, very excited about this. There's not been a better time in history, really, to sit there and look at comedy. I was a drag king for many, many years, and it was wonderful being someone that I could hide behind. But for the last 6 years, we might have known you more as the very sexy male comedian with the neck beard called Dave, winning stacks of awards and tons of great reviews. Now you've scraped the neck beard off, you're back as yourself. How are you finding the change without the mask?
Oh, look, it was an interesting transition period because I performed as Dave. Dave was, you know, the parody of a hack comedian, among other things. And
very sexy. But I did it very, very sexy.
Very sexy. Do you know, actually, weirdly, I used to have straight women would come up to me all the time after the show. And Dave is definitively not sexy. Like, he's gross.
Yeah.
But they would come up all the time and be like, oh, I have to say, I kind of have a crush on Dave. And they would all think that they were the only worst person who had ever said it to me. But there was a huge, I was like, join the queue, ladies. There's you. I don't know what it was.
Totally get that. My bogey drag king character was the one that people were most, I was vomiting a little bit inside sometimes at people's opinions of what they like. I feel sorry for straight
women. It's really
people,
weird. Women. I think it's, you couldn't pay me enough to be a straight woman. poor thing. But so coming back from being Dave into being myself was interesting because Dave is a parody of a hack. So spending 7 years doing hack comedy, that actually just became my mannerism. So I found myself on stage just doing really hacky things that I never would have done before. But I was basically, there was a time when I was sort of would accidentally do Dave stuff, but I just didn't have the costume on. And that was quite confusing.
Confusing for the audience. I can tell you, I was checking out Dave, and if you haven't seen it, definitely go to the Zoe Coombs Ma. You've got a Facebook page and you've got the video up there. There is the best joke about using a skinny person to an overweight person as a condom. Oh, I can't say it on air because I will get in trouble.
No.
I am still laughing. And I'm thinking, I shouldn't laugh at that. It's not funny. But it was funny. It was because Dave said it.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's Dave's joke. That's probably his worst joke, just terrible. And I guess in Bossy Bottom also I address, like, sometimes people would get actually offended by that stuff. And it's difficult with, like, parody stuff where sometimes people take it as, you know, they're like, that joke is sexist. I'm like, yes, that is the point. It is a parody of that. But then, so I actually tell a story in Bossy Bottom about how I got called out for being sexist while I was doing this parody character of a sexist, and it was very confusing for everyone involved.
Well, look, it happens here at Joy too. We make a joke and there's always someone ready to jump and go, you can't say that. You think it's humour, let it go. You know, it's all okay.
It's important to
do
be,
people
you know,
get the Bossy Bottom? Do the
Stradies
have any idea what that means?
No, and that's actually why I named it that. I just thought it would be funny to make people say it. And it was nominated for an award at one point, and it was just at a very fancy awards ceremony, and there was just a very posh man who had to say over the microphone, like, Zoe Kuzma, Bossy Bottom. It just makes me giggle.
Look, it seems like a lifetime ago that you were hosting this year's Mardi Gras broadcast with Joel Creasy. We had Nadelle and Courtney Act for SBS. Could you believe what it was going to happen to the world in such a short few months?
Oh, no. I mean, it feels like another century, doesn't it?
It does.
Remember when we all got together in the streets and, yeah, it seems kind of bizarre. I'm glad that we did get to have Mardi Gras. If it had been a little bit later, you know, we would have been in this lockdown.
It's not.
That was BC before Corona.
BC before Corona, before COVID. It does feel like a long time ago. And like in that time, we've changed the world so much already. There's also lots of talk about the craziness and the anxiety involved with being at home, especially if you're an artist or like a creative person. Being productive is something you might have thought you could do if you had time. Have you either found you're thriving with this productivity time, or are you sinking like many of us at the moment?
Well, I mean, to be honest, my days are not that different. Like, normally I would be doing the comedy festival, so I do just sort of sit around the house like a slob all day and just sort of eat beans out of a can. But then I go out at night, so it is this really weird thing where I've found myself doing like weird, like semi kind of like preppy things. For about a week, I got really obsessed with, like, I decided I wanted to buy a used car on Gumtree. So I was just like, went down this rabbit hole. So I found myself getting these really strange hobbies. And now I'm going to buy a beer brewing kit. So I think I'm going to come out the other end of this, like, just like fully, because I'm always
Dave?
I'm not only ever like a couple. Yeah, Dave. I'll come out as Dave. I'll have the next beard. But I don't know. I mean, as a creative, for me, it's all about the audience. So that's something that I've really missed, is that, you know, connection with an audience and the big groups of people. And that's the one thing that we're not allowed to do. So I do have a couple of like writing things and work that I have to be doing anyway, but that's the big one. And actually, there was a thing announced literally just this morning that there's going to be a online comedy festival on Stan that I'll be doing a little bit for. So there's stuff to keep busy with, but it's just going to be missing the audience until we're actually allowed to do that. There's no real substitute.
Sorry, it has been a joy talking to you today. Amazon Prime, they're going to have so many Australian comedy comedians on there doing it, and this is the time to laugh. And I'll tell you, when Zoe comes on, you definitely want to have a nappy on because you're going to pee your pants and we don't want to upset the lounge.
I know, I said I've got to get my tenor ladies out to protect the couch.
Thank you so much, Zoe. It's been a joy having you.
Thanks, Thanks so much.
Keep safe.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.